Now. This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Listeners, I'd like to introduce you to Kathy Swift. She's a nutritionist who designs curriculum for Food is Medicine and a co-author of a book on digestion very cleverly called The Inside Track. We're talking about digestion, and we might as well start off with why digestive health is so important.
It is so vitally important because many chronic health problems have their origins in the digestive tract. And this is because every time we eat, we are ingesting information. And this information has to be digested and absorbed in the body to keep all our cells, organs, and systems healthy. And so I often refer to our digestive tracts as our highway to health, or it can be our pathway to pathology and problems.
I like the way you say that.
So, you know, and interestingly, we have an epidemic of digestive disorders, whether it's reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, celiac, gluten intolerance, I mean, quite a few. But most interestingly is there are a number of disorders, including autoimmune conditions, neurological problems, and even, you know, depression and anxiety that are related to the integrity of our digestive tracts.
Well, Kathy, what you're telling us that there's a good reason that the most popular sales of over-the-counter remedies are for digestive symptoms. Let's go on and talk about, is there something about our diet that is fueling the digestive problems?
You bet there is. Our diets are loaded with many of the wrong types of foods, processed foods that are high in sugar, low in fiber, and really missing key nutrients important for health. We're also ingesting some foods that could be triggering adverse reactions in the body and disrupting our immune system, since most of our immune system is in the digestive tract.
Well, you've said that very well, and we repeat it, and it bears repeating. So what is the takeaway message? Let's have some tips for our listeners with regard to how they can improve their digestive health.
Well, there's a process I refer to as weed and seed. It's almost like fixing and rebooting a computer, you know, that gets a virus. And the weeding means that we take a look at our diet, we remove offensive foods. We often might start with the sugar load. It might be the wheat or dairy. So we weed out, you know, toxic ingredients and such. We also might consider removing if there's overgrowth of yeast or possibly an infection that could be problematic. And then the seeding is that we restore the integrity by feeding our inside tracts whole foods that are anti-inflammatory, and we may also use both pre- and probiotics to keep our friendly bacteria in the gut healthy. And we might even use repair nutrients such as glutamine or digestive enzymes. So all those things can be helpful.
Well, thank you. Good tips, and thank you for being with us, Kathy.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I'm glad that, you know, hopefully your listeners will make digestive health a priority.
Just a reminder, listeners, the conference Food as Medicine is coming up soon, June 7th to June 10th, sponsored by the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. We are here every Sunday morning, and I want to remind you to tune in and hear Kevin Passaro, my co-host, talk with Dr. Mines, an integrative family physician, on the integrative medicine and detoxification importance. It's going to be a very good show. Now, the show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. You can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. Again, that's MyVillageGreen.com. And you can also visit the store on Cedar Lane, and you can get expert advice online at MyVillageGreen.com and in the store. And they are your resource for questions about your health and a wide variety in products and supplements. Now, today's show, we're going to start out with something I call news that you can use. We'll be discussing the topic of epigenetics, and then we'll move on to nutrients as we warm up for our guest discussion on whole food supplements. And our guest today is Buddy O'Heather. So let's get started with that topic, epigenetics. You have heard us talk about it. We mention it on the show. But I think it's one of the most exciting findings. It's really right up there with the discovery of genes and how they work. Now, what is this term epigenetics? I use the term environmental modification of gene expression, and it's how environment affects our genes. So I like this little quote, and it comes from Joseph Ledoux, who wrote Synaptic Self. And his statement is, genes are important, but not all important. And that's where epigenetics comes in. So let's break it down. The epi portion of the term is Greek for over, above, or outer. So epigenetics is then what surrounds the genes. Now, in the past, it was thought that with the exception of rare mutations, which is damage to the genes, genes were stable and not subject to change. We did not attempt to circumvent this roadblock dictum that DNA provides the instructions to make RNA, and RNA creates proteins that control all cell activity. There was nothing you could do to change it. It was all about the genes. And when I was getting my professional training, that's what we were taught. It really didn't matter what you did with diet. It didn't matter what you did preventively, because it's all about the genes. And I remember challenging that opinion and thinking, when you buy a car, if you mistreat it, it doesn't last very long. And certainly, treating the body well and feeding the body well has to give you a better health range and maybe even a longer life. But no, it was all about the genes. Now, with the discovery of epigenetics, we now have a much greater understanding of how the environment can influence genes, turning them on or off, changing how genes express themselves. So the gene is actually adapting to what happens to the body. And the effect can be beneficial or not, depending upon the individual's genetics and their innate programming, as influenced by the positives and or negatives in the environment. The changes in the gene programming affect not only the individual, but generations to come. This is powerful. This is a powerful message. So what you do, positively and negatively, has an impact on your gene's expression, how the gene functions, whether it's in a healthy manner or a not healthy manner, and you pass that on. It becomes heritable. And you pass it on. So what is this process of epigenetics, and what does it look like? Now, I'm going to give you the scientific here. According to Jill James, PhD, whose specialty is the study of epigenetics and glutathione, she says primary epigenetic mechanisms are DNA methylation and histone modification. By analogy, if genetic sequence is the hard drive, this sequence, this structure, the code that the gene has. If that's the hard drive, epigenetics is the software that determines whether, how, and when the code or sequence will be read. And I thought that was scientific but elegant in describing for us this process. Now, in discussing epigenetics, the term gene variant emerges, and this refers to different forms of genes that vary according to their DNA sequencing. And the gene variances may or may not be good news or bad news. They may or may not be damaging. They can be passed on. And there are specific maternal and fetal gene variances that have been identified as increasing the risk for autism and many other conditions. Now, the best example of epigenetics lies in identical twins. They possess the same genes, yet twins may have different illnesses and outcomes, particularly as they age and live in differing environments. So if there is a predisposition to diabetes and one twin takes a proactive, preventive diet and lifestyle and the other twin the opposite, the outcomes will be proportionally different. Non-hereditary lifestyle factors influence the gene expression to be beneficial in one twin and detrimental in the other. There's a National Geographic article in January on this, January of 2012. Now, let's talk about what the environment includes. So, backing up, genetics, it's what you come into the world with, your innate health, environment, it's what you do to it. It includes lifestyle, the food we eat, what we drink, the air we breathe, and how we live our lives. It also involves exposures, both positive and negative, to stress, medications, nutritional supplements, vaccines, toxins, pollutants, radiation, air quality, and more. So for the developing fetus, the womb environment affects profoundly the future of that child, not only by what the mother has in her genes, but by what she exposes herself to. So it's interesting when we look at the purpose of epigenetics. It's all about regulating the processes in the body. And we also look at what's old is new again. In the 1800s, Jean-Baptiste Lamarck contradicted the Darwinists when he proposed that human evolution could occur within a generation or two by animals acquiring certain traits because of their environment and choices. Now, his hypothesis was thought to be a scientific blunder, but in reality, just a century too soon and ultimately rejuvenated as epigenetics. So what does this mean? That we can change, that our genes are not our destiny, and it's just a prelude to the possibilities ahead. What this means is that we have the power to influence or change what we previously thought was inalterable outcomes. And in doing so, we actually can affect eternity. Now, a quick rundown of some of the supplements we're going to be talking about and what they do, their functionality. Vitamin A and beta carotene get mixed up. Vitamin A is generally from animal sources. Beta carotene is mostly from plant sources, but also found in eggs. They ultimately have the same function, but only when beta carotene converts to A in the body, and that conversion's not made unless it's needed. They're both very important in epithelium, the retina, reproduction, anti-cancer, cell function, cell differentiation. Vitamin D is almost like a hormone. It's important for bone and tooth formation, calcium metabolism, anti-cancer. It's also anti-inflammatory, critical for brain development, cognition, language, speech, has a profound effect, and deficiencies can contribute to diabetes. Vitamin E is an antioxidant. It actually increases the lifespan of the red blood cell. And vitamin C is that powerful antioxidant, antihistamine, immune-enhancing vitamin, also important for bone and collagen. And then the B vitamins, they are for energy production, the brain, neurological function, and neurotransmitters. So we will have a discussion. We'll talk more about supplements and whole food supplements when we interview our guest, Buddy Ojeda. And I want to remind you, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with an interesting discussion on whole food supplements.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a really wide variety of good information all about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Tune in next Sunday to hear Kevin with his discussion on integrative medicine. He'll be speaking with Dr. Mines on the importance of integrative medicine and detoxification. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. Now, our guest today is Buddy Ojeda, and he is a certified nutritionist. We are going to be talking about the subject of whole food supplements. And just to give you a little background on Buddy, he does work with Megafood. He's their Eastern Regional Educator, and his skill set includes public speaker, published author, professional broadcaster, and business owner of Training Solutions On Demand, which is an independent education and training services company in the natural products industry. Welcome to our show, Buddy.
Dana, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we have lots of good information that we want to hear from you today. So let's get started about this whole issue of whole food supplements and why it's so important.
Well, sure. You know, if anyone subscribes to what has typically been called a standard American diet, or the acronym being SAD, SAD, then we all know that we need some additional nutritional support. The idea of a balanced diet doesn't really exist except in maybe some primitive cultures where the air is pristine, the water is pristine, the food is pristine. But in our common society, the everyday society, it's difficult to get all the nutrients and phytonutrients and all the compounds found naturally in food. And so supplementation is often needed to sort of plug up those nutritional holes. But when we talk about nutrients, we're talking about vitamins, for example. These are essentially micronutrients, and what that means is that they're needed in small quantities. You know, often people have said, well, can I just take vitamins and just not eat a lot? Well, no, you can't, because what gives life to our bodies is the food and the water we drink and consume, the oxygen we breathe. So these micronutrients are needed in very small amounts, and their purpose, essentially, is to facilitate biological functions and processes throughout the body, you know, allow the body to work more efficiently. Now, in nature, these substances, these micronutrients, don't exist as single entities, but as compounds that are made of several things. And these things can include like cofactors or enzymes or coenzymes, trace minerals, and other components. And so all these components actually need to be present and need to work together in order for them to produce the intended biological effect. And so when people think of a particular nutrient, it's not just that one nutrient, it's everything that goes along with it you find in food. If there's anything missing, if you're taking a supplement that's missing all those, you know, different compounds and cofactors, then the body has to supply that. And so you're essentially, you're taking from your nutrient reserves. These micronutrients are essential for life, right? The body often cannot make this, these nutrients, and as a result, supplementation is necessary. So people resort to taking vitamins that they buy at a health food store or maybe at a particular retail outlet, and they think about, well, where did this come from? Well, let's take a look at, for example, vitamin C. Vitamin C was first discovered back in 1928. It was extracted from oranges and cabbage. A Nobel Prize winner by the name of Albert Szent-Györgyi, he's the one that essentially isolated this nutrient, which he thought would prevent scurvy. And scurvy is this issue, this condition that develops when a deficiency of vitamin C occurs. And so typically someone with scurvy has bleeding gums or loose teeth. They have issues with wound healing. They often develop ulcerations of the mouth or digestive tract. And so when Szent-Györgyi looked to say, well, what is it in these foods, these oranges, these cabbage, that help with preventing scurvy, he thought he found the answer, and he called it ascorbic acid. Except that when he went back to find out further study on this, he realized that ascorbic acid by itself did not convey all the same wide-range benefits of what he then called vitamin C complex, the synergistic components that are found in these foods. And so all of us know the benefits of vitamin C, at least have experienced some of these benefits, immune support health, for example, vision, wound healing, normal inflammatory response, cardiovascular health. All of these issues are supported by whole food supplementation of vitamin C. So if people think about, let me go and find a supplement, they often rely, unfortunately, on this ascorbic acid because that's what they think vitamin C is. But ascorbic acid is just one fraction, one isolate of a particular compound. And in fact, whole food vitamin C also contains bioflavonoids. It contains enzymes. It contains cofactors. So it's not just this one thing we call ascorbic acid. And if you eat plenty of oranges and cranberries and blueberries, or maybe you're more of the vegetable type, you love your broccoli and your spinach and your onions, your pineapples, then you're getting this whole food supplement that we call vitamin C, not just ascorbic acid. And it's critical for supplementation in humans because we don't make it. There are certain animals that do, like goats, they make enough vitamin C, but we as humans do not. And unfortunately, Dana, the commercial vitamin C that's out there, the ascorbic acid, being fractionated, being isolated, is really has provided limited value. If anyone has studied, if you go back into your high school biochemistry days, you might realize that vitamin C is easily oxidized with oxygen, you know, exposed to air or exposed to heat. Ascorbic acid is actually the outer ring that protects the components in that vitamin C complex. So to say that this protective shell is the entire thing is like saying an orange peel is the orange, as because the orange peel, of course, protects what's inside, and it's not. And so the takeaway message here is essentially that ascorbic acid is no more vitamin C than orange peel is an orange. And milligrams, of course, only denotes volume and weight. They don't talk about potency and activity. So if you're taking more of ascorbic acid, it doesn't mean that you're getting higher doses of vitamin C. You're just getting this one isolate called ascorbic acid.
Well, I like your explanation. I think this is really thorough, and it's a good reminder. We have talked about vitamin C in the past, but we don't talk as much about the fact that humans, primates, and there are a few other animals that do not make vitamin C. And vitamin C in the animal kingdom is made initially from glucose, and for whatever reason, primates and humans lost this ability, so that we depend upon a supplementation and diet in order to get what we need. What I find interesting, buddy, and I'm sure you know this, is that when animals are under stress, they can make exponentially higher amounts of the vitamin C complex that they need in their bodies. We can't. So we are dependent, since we live in a stressed society and have a stressful, toxic environment. Our needs are now becoming exponential.
That's absolutely true. You're absolutely right. I heard once a nutritional biochemist who is local here and has a radio program make that same sort of distinction. He said, for example, if you've got happy goats, you know, they're making their normal amount of vitamin C, whatever it is, but if they're stressed out, they will produce more of that because obviously their bodies need it. In our bodies, for example, the adrenal glands eat up vitamin C. But imagine we don't have that ability. We've lost that ability, as you correctly said. And so now what do? In cases of stress, and that could be mental, physical, emotional stress that you're under. And so now what are you doing? If you're relying on your simple, you know, multi that has a lower amount of this isolated nutrient, you're going to get very little value. So the first place to look for nutritional support is food. The second place are whole food supplements, which, of course, is what we're talking about today, the topic of today, because it delivers, as I just mentioned, delivers more than just this isolated, fractionated component. And the other thing is, and I mentioned this, I sort of alluded to this about milligrams. You know, when you talk about a whole food supplement, normally or usually you'll see it in lower amounts. You won't see extravagant amounts of milligrams listed on a whole food supplement brand like Megafood. But the thing about it is this is also non-toxic. It will not deplete the body's nutrient reserves, as I mentioned before. If you have a fractionated supplement and your body needs other components, it will rob or it will take from the body what it needs in order to utilize that nutrient. They're often easily digested and assimilated, whole food supplements are. And as you find in our Megafood products, they deliver a wider range of health benefits and truly deliver what we call authentic nutrition. So there is, when we talk about comparing one to the other, you're not. You're comparing apples to oranges here because you're literally talking about an isolate versus something you find in nature. And that's what you find in the Megafood formulas.
I like that description very much, and that we're getting more of these cofactors, and I think that's something that in nutritional science we are discovering more and more. All of these factors that surround many of the nutrients that help them work, that are synergistic. So I think your explanation was really helpful, buddy. For those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to Essentials of Health Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And you can access this show or any of the shows by going to myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now stay with us. We'll be right back and we'll have more of a good discussion with Buddy, certified nutritionist. And our subject is whole foods supplements and the value in including whole foods supplements along with a healthy diet. So thank you for being with us. Please hang in there. We'll be right back after this message.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Mines, who's an integrative family physician, on the importance of integrative medicine and detoxification. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. That's myvillagegreen.com. Our guest today is Buddy Ojeda, and we have been talking about the subject of whole food supplements, and we're going to discuss more about the difference, but I want Buddy to repeat his analogy of the orange and the difference between whole food nutrients and just taking an isolated, like ascorbic acid only. Could you give us that analogy again?
Sure. Just to reiterate that when we think of vitamin C, some people mistakenly think that that must be the ascorbic acid that they see on the labels. And ascorbic acid is just one of several components found in the vitamin C complex, the true whole vitamin C that you find in foods. And so its purpose, ascorbic acid, in this vitamin C complex is to protect, it's sort of like an outer shell that protects the components inside, because vitamin C can get easily oxidized. And the analogy I gave was, it's like thinking, well, it's like looking at the orange peel being the protective covering on an orange. But no one would ever mistake the orange peel for the orange itself. It's just one component. Yet, unfortunately, many of us have, you know, misunderstood or have been led to misunderstand that this one thing called ascorbic acid is the complete vitamin C and provides all the nutrients, and it doesn't. So, you know, the takeaway that I mentioned was that ascorbic acid is no more vitamin C than the orange peel is the actual orange.
Well, thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit about the difference in whole food supplements. Is the process unique in extracting or getting the cofactors and the nutrients out of the food?
Actually, Megafood has been around since 1973 in New Hampshire, and we're really proud of that. We're sort of the granddaddy of the whole food supplement movement. And so what we've done all this time and continue to do and continue to refine this process is we first start with fresh local food from our local farmers in and around the area, New England and throughout the United States, all domestically grown. And so we have relationships with these farmers, and so they grow specific foods for us. And these foods range from oranges to cranberries, to wild blueberries, to carrots, and a number of other foods that we use. But the whole idea is that these relationships really help us to make sure that the nutrients that we call food state, what you find in our formulas, are of the highest quality. For example, our cranberry supplier, they're called Dika's Cranberries out of Massachusetts. They actually grow a smaller species of cranberry for us. And the idea being is that a smaller species gives you more skin per pound of cranberry. And since the antioxidants, the anthocyanins, are found in the skin, so for every pound of cranberries we have more of those phenolic compounds, those antioxidant compounds. So we start with these relationships, and we start with these fresh local foods. We then incorporate some nutrients, what we call proprietary nutrients. We take nutrients, we combine them with either a glycoprotein, or we combine them with an amino acid. We then integrate those two, this nutrient compound, along with this specific food, and we integrate them through a process that was actually developed over a two-year study at the University of New Hampshire. And from that is what we get our whole food or food state nutrients, as we call. And so we use, for example, oranges to grow and develop the vitamin C. We use the broccoli to create our folate, which is one of the B vitamins. We use organic brown rice for our vitamin E and biotin. We use cabbage to grow the vitamin K we use, carrots for the mixed carotenoids. And so we're using foods, we're using this proprietary nutrient complex. We combine them together, but it's not just a sort of putting them side by side. This isn't a food-based nutrient we're talking about, which is essentially when you take food and you take a nutrient, you just put it side by side. This is literally a lock and key mechanism that occurs. We control for temperature. We control for pH. Now, all of this came out of that two-year study that I just mentioned. And at the end, what you get are nutrients that are more bioavailable than simple isolates ever could be. And as a result, you get more therapeutic value from the formulas for Megafood.
Excellent. Well stated. And that bioavailability, I'd like to expand on that. Sometimes I think people mix up all of these terms we use, digestion, absorption, uptake, utilization, etc. And I like to remind people that, first of all, you have to have good quality food and a good supplement going into your body. We can't get nutrition out of junk any more than we can earn interest by putting wooden nickels in our bank account. So digestion is next. That has to be competent. And we have to digest to the amino acids, fatty acids, simple sugars. They have to be absorbed. And anybody on an antacid, that process has, it gets a lot of interference from the antacids. And then they have to be transported to the tissues, taken up by the tissues, and then into the cells, and then utilized. So when we speak about bioavailability, we're talking about a form that is well absorbed and well utilized by the body. Is that what you're saying to us, buddy?
Absolutely. Because if you're going to take a supplement, if you're going to take a nutritional supplement, then obviously you want it to work for the intended purpose. And so if, you know, most people take a multivitamin, and one of the more favorite ones are the one-a-days, and we make a several one-a-days at Megafood. But the whole idea is to provide authentic nutrition, the best nourishment possible, by doing exactly what you just said, being able to be digested easily, taken up easily, and utilized effectively for the purposes of what you're taking it for.
And there's not a lot of waste. It's efficient.
Absolutely. It's just like food. I mean, when you think about food, that's what it is, right? Food, the body understands and recognizes. It doesn't say, well, what is this? Is this an orange? Is this an apple? No, it knows what it is. And it begins the breakdown process and assimilation process right away. What we're doing with our supplements is making it as close to food as possible so that the body says, I do know what this is, I do understand what this is, and yes, I can utilize it for the purposes of making this body healthy.
Well, your explanations really are elegant. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the unique nutrients and nutrient combinations that are available.
And so when we talk about these combinations, you know, this proprietary nutrient complex, and we say proprietary because truly it came out of this two-year study, and so the process, the protocol, all of that is proprietary. However, the good thing about this is we're not leaving it to chance. When we take a particular nutrient, for example, vitamin C, or the nutrient that people call vitamin C, ascorbic acid, when you incorporate that into oranges, well, oranges have various receptors for ascorbic acid, as you might well imagine. But through this process of what we call biotransformation, essentially integrating a lock and key mechanism of integrating that ascorbic acid with that whole food, well, now what you've got is truly a whole food nutrient. And the body says, not only do I see the ascorbic acid in there, but I also see the rutin. I also see the bioflavonoid. I also see the enzyme. I also see the cofactors. And so that's what we're delivering in our formulas. And it's, you know, what we're really proud of saying is that this is no longer guesswork for us. This is actual science that's been validated. And all you need to do is take one of our formulas and you'll see the difference. There won't be any stomach upset. You can literally take these on an empty stomach and you'll notice the benefit within a short period of time.
Well described. Talk about some of the differences in the combinations. For instance, I know there's some very good multiples. You have special formulas that might be more appropriate for children or males or females. Tell us what's available.
Sure. And so, as I mentioned, the multis seem to be a really expanding category. A lot of people like multis, and they particularly care for the one-a-days because it's really easy. They just take it once a day and off they go. So we make several. We make some gender-specific one-a-days, for example, a women's one daily with higher values of folate, which if, for example, for a younger woman is really important if they're thinking about conceiving or becoming pregnant down in the future. Also, a fair amount of iron. We've got about 9 milligrams of iron in there, so it's certainly suited for someone who's also consuming iron in their diet. But we have a balancing and strengthening blend. So these are all organic substances that we use. For example, organic chase tree berry, organic ashwagandha root, organic spring horsetail, organic red raspberry, organic rosemary. These are all part of the women's one daily, in addition to what you find in most of our dailies, which is essentially the mixed carotenoids, a full spectrum of vitamin E, a handful of colorful antioxidants, our immune health blend, and the fact that every single product is tested for gluten, dairy, and soy, herbicides and pesticides, and we're happy to say that they're all free of those common contaminants or allergens. So none of that ever occurs in our formulas.
Wonderful. Also, wonderful. I want to talk about that more in the next segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're having an interesting conversation with Buddy Ojeda about whole food supplements. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I am Dana Lake. I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. We try to bring you a lot of interesting and helpful information about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, Kevin will discuss the importance of integrative medicine and detoxification with an integrative family physician, Dr. Mines. Now, just a reminder, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. Now, our guest today is Buddy Ojeda, and he is a certified nutritionist. Our subject is whole food supplements, and we've talked about how they get the whole food supplements from local nutrient-dense foods and how these products are made. And I think I'd like to have you repeat, Buddy, that the importance of a supplement is not just what's in it, but what is not in it. And I'd like a little more detail on what you do to guarantee the purity of your supplements at MegaFood.
Absolutely. People are looking for quality, purity, something that they feel comfortable giving to their family. And so we do various testing. For example, we do third-party testing for herbicides and pesticides in all of our formulas. And so you'll see listed on our formulas, tested free of herbicides and pesticides. Same thing for gluten, dairy, and soy. All of these formulas are free of these common allergens. We test for what we call ID testing, literally testing to see that the vitamins, minerals, and herbs that we use are in the amounts that we say that they are. If we say, for example, there's 100 milligrams of something in there, then there is 100 milligrams of that in there. We test for heavy metals as well to make sure that there are none in there. Bacteria, yeast, and mold testing, pathogenic testing, which is really important when you're dealing with all these raw materials. We also do physical testing. There's one called the friability test, and friability test just simply means how hard a tablet is so that it doesn't crumble in the bottle. If you're shaking it up, it doesn't just disintegrate. But also the solubility of that, which means that once you do ingest it, it will break down easily. It's not going to stay solid throughout your entire GI tract. And we're proud to say that as of January of this year, we were certified ISO 9001. ISO 9001 certification essentially provides principles and practices to ensure the highest quality standards that are practiced. And it's not easy to get the certification, and certainly not easy to keep it. There's auditing that's involved. There's surprise inspections. There's paperwork involved. And so we're really proud to say that our analytical lab, Delta Analytical, the one that does this testing, most of this testing, has been certified as ISO 9001. And so moving forward, when you look at our formulas, not only do you know and feel sure that you're getting whole food nutrition, but you're also not getting any of these non-nutrients or anti-nutrients that can often cause havoc in the body.
Well, it's thorough, and you've done a good job of that. And I'm just going to remind people that what you're trying to achieve is a high bioavailability, that the person is able to absorb, digest, transport, take up, and utilize the nutrients in the products very efficiently.
That is correct.
Let's talk about the formulas and what is unique about a formula for a male over 40, a woman over 40, children, teens. What do you do differently in those multiple supplements that is significant and, as you said, gender specific?
So for all of our one daily formulas, the one a days that we have, you can be assured that they all contain these mixed carotenoids. It's not just beta carotene, but it's alpha carotene and the other mixed carotenoids. We have a full spectrum of vitamin E. It's the mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols that you'll find in all of them. We have our fruit antioxidant extracts. This is where the oranges, the wild blueberries, the cranberries come in. And depending on which other formula we're talking about here, some will also include an immune health blend, which essentially has astragalus, schizandra, and shiitake mushrooms. The gender-specific ones, the men and women's one daily, they also include what we call a balancing and strengthening blend. And depending on the blend, we have different nutrients that we can go into. And the over 40 formulas for men and women, also we add in digestive enzymes, because traditionally what happens is a younger individual tends to not have too many digestive issues. But as you get over 40, over 50, digestion doesn't work the same way. And so we add some of these enzymes to make sure that the nutrients in the formulas break down. So I mentioned before about the women's one daily. Well, there's also a women's over 40. And there, what we do is, and it's still a one a day, but there we have an increased level of iodine to support thyroid, and also an increased amount of chromium to support blood sugar. As we get older, the thyroid tends to slow down a bit, blood sugar issues tend to set in, so we're supporting that by using those nutrients at a higher level. The digestive enzyme blend I just mentioned is in there to help break down the nutrients in the formulas even further. And then there's what we call a rejuvenating and balancing blend. These are all organic substances like red clover, holy basil, or sacred basil as we call it, ginkgo leaf, milk thistle, turmeric, ginger, all part of that women's over 40 one a day. And then, of course, the men, we don't leave the men out. Men have their one a day as well. We focus in there on increased levels of biotin, especially from the younger male because of the concern for good hair and proper hair growth, the mixed carotenoids we talked about, the immune health blend, which has Eleuthero, Astragalus, Schizandra, and then the strengthening blend with things like Fo Ti, which is a superior tonic in Chinese medicine. It's really a wonderful herb for men. Salt palmetto nettle leaf. That's the men daily. That's for younger men. And then the men over 40 daily need a little bit extra support. So there's a higher level of zinc. There's a higher level of iodine. And the men over 40, the digestive enzymes I mentioned to you about. And some of the same, but at higher potencies, some of the same amounts of same ingredients like organic salt palmetto, ashwagandha roots, ginkgo leaf, hawthorn berry. So we cover the men's and the women's because we want to be as targeted as possible. So we have a, you know, one daily for women, for younger women. We have a one over 40 for women. We have a one daily for men, one over 40 for men. And then, of course, we've got the kids formula, which is really important. I have a seven-year-old myself, and I'm really keen on making sure that his nutrients or his formulas don't contain sugar. So our one daily for kids, or kids one daily, no sugar whatsoever. It's a mini tab that you take, easily digested, has some immune supportive substances in there, and it's great to take. And you never have to worry about any added sugar to the diet with the kids one daily.
Well, you've given us a good rundown. What about the teens?
Well, so we have a one daily and a one daily iron free. And the reason why we do that is because this particular one doesn't have any herbs. And in cases of where teens are either allergic to certain herbs or mom and dad don't want the kids to have any herbs, just the typical vitamins and minerals that you normally find in food. So we make that for teens, but it's not just for them. It's actually for the entire family. If, for example, you're looking for an herb-free formula, if you're looking for a formula that you can safely take with medication, since some herbs sometimes are contraindicated with medications, it's suitable for the entire family, but really excellent if a teen wanted to take this because all they're getting is food state nutrients, these whole food nutrients, but without any herbs, and it supports their you know, one-a-day supplementation of these nutrients.
Do you also have some specialty products? I like that you include the immune blends in the women's and men's formulas. But what about other just isolated to immune products or immune-enhancing supplements? This seems to be such a popular subject today with people.
Well, we have a formula called antioxidant, which by its name is simple to understand. It's chock full of antioxidants to protect the body from oxidation and free radicals. We have specific vitamin C formulas. We have one called Complex C and one called Ultra C 400. We have a vitamin E and selenium formula also to very protective against the ravages of free radicals and heavy metals and just normal everyday living. And we even have a vegan line, and as part of this vegan line, the certified vegan line, we have something called Vegan Protect, and it's really excellent formula specifically for liver protection, but also for overall antioxidant protection. So what MegaFood has done is look at the specific needs of individuals and try to cater these supplements, these formulas, to those individuals versus just taking a blanket sort of multivitamin and mineral formula and hoping that it reaches the masses. It's much better to do targeted nutrition as we do with these formulas versus just this, you know, one approach fits all.
Well, that's excellent. Buddy, can you give us one tip or two tips quickly for our listeners, something they can take away and start doing right now?
Yes, to give MegaFood formulas a try. The multis particularly is a great way to start. Understanding that you're getting whole food nutrients, these are non-toxic, will not deplete the body's nutrient reserves, easily recognizable and assimilated by the body very easily, provide a wide range of nutritional benefits, and provide authentic nutrition. Try it. You'll love it within a very short period of time.
Well, thank you, Buddy O'Heather, for being on the show. Lots of good information. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. A reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth, every Saturday here on 1500 AM at 10 AM. Please join us this week for our special guest, Adam Chaffetz, President and CEO of HCI and the TIPS program, and my partner, Craig Franco, who will lead the interview. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin, Feldman & Pittleman, law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire D.C. metro area and clients across the country. Visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. An out-of-control northern Colorado wildfire has left an unknown number of people missing as evacuated.